This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
A U.S. contractor killed and five U.S. service members also in the middle of that, too, and another contractor wounded when a suicide drone hit a coalition base in northeast Syria. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. We start on a somber note. This is the beauty of the show, though. It is breaking news. You are hearing me live. That happened just before 2 o'clock local time there. The Pentagon just bounced this out. So here's what we do know, that the drone is believed to have been of Iranian origin. The U.S. retaliated immediately with airstrikes on Iranian-linked targets in the area. Our Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said, at the direction of President Biden, I authorized U.S. Central Command forces to conduct precision airstrikes tonight in eastern Syria against the facilities used by groups affiliated with the IRGC, which is short for Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps. So the airstrikes were conducted in response to today's attack, as well as a series of recent attacks, as we know, against coalition forces in Syria by groups still affiliated with that same group. Wow. Do you think of the family, the colleagues of the contractor who was killed, and also with everybody that was wounded earlier in the day, too? I mean, two service members had to be treated on site. Three others and the wounded contractor were evacuated immediately to Iraq. And, you know, there have been 78, because it's almost like it's not in our rearview mirror. And it's just a reminder, it's not in our rearview mirror. 78 attacks against facilities housing our troops in Iraq and Syria have happened since January of 2021. Mostly drones and rockets are what carries out, and mostly by Iran, by the way, or believed to be by Iran or some kind of Iran-backed proxies, are responsible for that. So it's just another reminder of what truly is still happening. Like, we've moved on, but we haven't moved on. And there's our blood, sweat, tears, and everything else still invested in all of this. So it's just a good reminder of it. And it's the power of drone warfare. And you're seeing it really in real time. And it's a terrifying thing, but being able to track it right away and being able to retaliate is so key. And that's exactly, thank goodness, what was able to happen here, because that's the immediacy of, okay, we know where it's coming from. We're immediately get the press. We're going to immediately make this attack. We're going to retaliate right away. All right. The drama continues in a story that we've been following, talking about for a long time now, throughout this whole week, especially the fact that every single officer, no matter what kind of duty they're on, they were asked to wear uniforms because of fear of a different kind of retaliation, depending on what happens with this grand jury and will there be an indictment of the former president. So right now, there has been no indictment. There is the possibility of this other witness, the grand jury, being called back after being told to stay away on Wednesday. If you were to walk by the courthouse in Manhattan, I've done it many times. You've probably seen it on TV. If you've ever been to New York, you've probably walked by it, even if you haven't realized it. So the New York State grand jury is weighing criminal charges against Donald Trump over this alleged hush money payments. And they're expected to hear, one witness on Thursday. But there's still kind of this mystery shrouding. Okay, well, what was that about? The Manhattan District Attorney, Alvin Bragg, has really kind of, I think, turned off the faucet on wherever that leak was coming. And the jurors are examining we know these are the facts. We're examining payments to porn star Stormy Daniels. That all goes back to 2016, to the election. And it's not certain whether it's, you know, it's this Trump investigation, because grand juries typically hear evidence in more than one case. I think that's something that might have been forgotten in all of this. So is the DA's office thinking things through in a different way? The grand jury has regularly met on Monday and Wednesday afternoons since Bragg convened it in January. So that's another thing to remember. And it's all coming to an end. But will the end be with any kind of an indictment in this direction or not? You know, even Trump's defense lawyer said he and another attorney sent Bragg's office a February 2018 letter to the Federal Elections Commission in which Cohen's then lawyers declared he used his own personal funds to pay Stormy Daniels. And of course, we're talking about the former lawyer who went to jail, Michael Cohen, for Trump. So they're saying, look, we have this letter that where he used his own personal funds. So what's the beef? And I don't know if that, how that plays into to all of it. And maybe whatever Bragg is pursuing, you know, it's that whole thing of how far can you bend it before you break it? So, you know, falsifying business records, that could be a crime under New York law. But for prosecutors to prove Trump committed a felony, they would have to show he was involved in the falsification to commit or conceal a second crime. So in this case, that would be a violation of state election law. So you got all the facts. Now, and we know there's been a bomb threat that's been called into the New York court where the Trump hearing's been held. Will we see the indictments? Will that fall? We don't know that. And I think it is, I also think it is the DA deciding if there is going to be an indictment to play his hand when he wants to play it, not at the timing of whatever is coming out in the headlines with the media locally or nationally. So this may all of a sudden just happen, and it's not when we think it necessarily would happen, which was supposed to be this week. So stay tuned. It's like a soap opera theme that just keeps getting dragged out and dragged out and dragged out with no exact timeline, let's put it that way, in sight. Hey, coming up on this show, we have your thoughts. In fact, coming up next, we're going to go to the mailbag early. And we're also going to talk to Richard Sierra, who has written what I think is one of the most necessary books, I'm going to say this, when it comes to any kind of business. If you're opening a business, if you're involved in any sort of a business, it can be a startup internet thing, whatever it is. Because what he lays out is beyond, I think, necessary for anybody in business. Things to know about partnerships so you don't get burned. Things to know about contracts so you don't get burned. Things to know, especially when it comes to contracts, about renting office space. People sign leases that they can't break and that they can't afford. So you definitely don't want to miss this conversation. That's coming up at the tail end of the hour. But next, it is all about you. Go to the mailroom.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Everybody, for all of their thoughtful emails, let's jump right into it. Dorian says, first time I've reached out to you, Kate Delaney. I really like the show. Sometimes you make me chuckle out loud by some of the funny things that you say. I don't even know that you realize it or not. But I like some of the key phrases that you throw out, including I heard you say, this is the way. And I practically jumped straight up because I realized you must be a Mando fan. Cool. What do you think of the new season? Okay, so you're talking, that's great that you picked that up. You're right. This is the way. You're talking about The Mandalorian. Yes, I am a fan. I hate that they drip it out every week, but maybe that's a good thing because we're not being mesmerized by hour after hour. It's actually shorter than that, but by segment after segment of The Mandalorian. So for people who don't know, what's so brilliant is on, it's Disney Plus, what they've done is, it's like Star Wars continues, right, with a couple of different series, I'll call them, and The Mandalorian theme is one of them. And I love the whole idea of Baby Yoda, which is Grogu, and Grogu is one of the characters in this. And The Mandalorian theme I like as well. I don't want to give it all away. So yes, I am a Mandalorian fan. I like the whole Baby Yoda Grogu deal. The way it's written is clever, and I am hooked. There you go. It's funny because my nephew is not a Mandalorian fan, although he loves, you know, he loves lots of other series and movies and whatever, but we part company on this, but the Hubs is a fan, so we watch it, definitely. And I don't want to give too much away because there's people who have not watched it, but let's just say I like the character, and, you know, you cannot take off the mask. So we move instead now to Scott. And Scott says, wow, dang, you were talking about tech and all the layoffs. And sure enough, I had a friend that just got cut out of Accenture. And boy, they really cut a lot of jobs. It kind of makes you nervous because there's got to be a gloomy picture for the economy, even though it seems to be in this tech sector. So many jobs are being axed, Kate. And then we see the interest rate go up again, another quarter point. The banks failing. It is scary. I really hope we don't make the full-on jump into inflation / recession. Yeah, it was almost, well, no, it was 19,000 jobs that were cut out. And they're saying that they would spend this is how much they wanted to end the jobs. They're going to spend $1.2 billion in severance, and they're cutting 2.5% of their workforce over the next 18 months. And they're also using another $300 million to consolidate their office space. Isn't that wild? They have to spend money to consolidate the office space, but they got to get out of contracts and other things. So more of half of the jobs are among any of the back office staff, because it's a huge company. They got 738,000 employees globally, and they were continuing to hire, and even the shares in the company were going up. So it's interesting, but if you look at back office work, that kind of makes sense. I mean, look, Facebook parent Meta, they're laying off workers in another round. So they've cut their headcount by 25%. And thousands of workers in the tech industry have been laid off in the last couple of months. And that is because of inflation, recession fear, all of that, and overhiring leading up to it. So it is scary. I mean, I agree with you. In watching that, there's your big red flag, because they're not doing that just to, let's batten the hatches a little bit. I mean, they're watching what's happening. They're looking, they're forecasting, they're analyzing the numbers. That's the key thing. They're analyzing the numbers. All right. Here's another one from Patrick. And Patrick says, boy, I'll tell you what, you watch California and you see the downpours and you see the wind, and then you saw the tornado situation, that rare tornado, and what Californians are going through after this terrible drought. And then you look at other parts of the country also with flooding issues and massive amounts of snow. And I'll tell you what, I think the person who, Kate, sent you an email and said that they now pay attention to the weather and it's what they pay attention to more than anything else. I can completely relate to that, especially the business I am in, which is farming. And what are you planting, what's happening on the markets? But truly, you have to really watch that weather. You saw probably that the strawberry industry was getting crushed in California. Yeah, I mean, of course, you know, what I think is also the concern is with the heavy snow areas. What's going to happen when all that snow melts, right? So it'll eventually melt. And the fear, of course, then is flooding in parts of the Midwest because of that. I mean, look, the Mississippi River could end up overflowing just when last fall we were talking about it being so dry with those record low levels. So you got snowpack. And where's the snowpack going? Where is it melting? Where is it going to flow down into? That's like another thing to be concerned about. And certainly parts of California have to be worried about that too. And yes, because of what's happened with the weather, it is killing certain crops. and strawberries got hit really, really hard. And hey, you can tell, too. Just go to the produce section and look for an extreme movement in what it costs. Like, not just a little bit where you're like, I can't believe how much this costs. I mean, we're talking when it goes up dollars, then you know, yeah, there's a shortage or there's a problem. And it's not just the numbers, the interest rates. It's beyond that. It's something beyond that. All right, this one is from Frank. Kate, you haven't heard from me in a while, so I thought I would pop in, just kind of duck my head in. And I think it's interesting that the TikTok CEO was getting grilled on the Hill over data concerns. It's just almost laughable. We're always behind the eight ball, as you put it, when it comes to things like TikTok. And there's a lot of scrutiny over it, and there should be because of the ties to China and also the security risks. So it's the Wild West when it comes to anything related to social media or the internet. And so many people have become very wealthy by being TikTok influencers, and everybody who's anyone is going on TikTok. Yeah, it was the top downloaded app in the U.S. in 2021 and 2022. In the U.S., there's like 150 million users. Put that into perspective. And they're building livelihoods and communities, right? I mean, that's part of the whole TikTok magic. There is the downside of it, absolutely. But, and of course, it's what's happening with your data, but that's like anything that we talk about with technology. And it is about the algorithms, right? And there is, I think a lot of people don't completely understand TikTok. But crazy enough, the government trying to figure out more about TikTok as a potential national security threat and kind of cracking down on the company to, you know, alienate a generation of future users is interesting. This is bipartisan. That Republicans and Democrats, I think, agree on what the threat could be, right? Especially it being a national security risk because of what they're able to do, what they're able to find out through TikTok. All right, the music means we got to close the door on the mailroom 24/7. Send me those thoughts, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News update. An immigration riot is unfolding in El Paso, Texas. Accounts indicate the Texas National Guard faced a significant challenge as waves of illegal immigrants tried to break through border barriers on Thursday. Footage depicts a number of migrants engaging in altercations with soldiers. Attorney General Merrick Garland says Apple has monopolized the smartphone market. He announced in a briefing on Thursday that the Justice Department, along with a coalition of state attorneys general and district attorneys, is suing Apple for allegedly breaching antitrust laws. Despite surging mortgage rates, home sales in the U.S. reached their highest level in a year in February. The National Association of Realtors revealed that existing home sales surged by almost 10% compared to the previous month. This marks the second consecutive month of increased sales, indicating a rebound from the fall's decline attributed to those high mortgage rates. John Schaefer, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means... always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
So it's National Nutrition Month, and we're going to do some myth-busting when it comes to dairy milk, which really pleases me because I'm a big fan of milk. So Dr. Tanya Altman, who's a pediatrician and a child health care expert and a working mom, joins us to talk about that. Hey, Dr. Altman.
Good morning, and I'm so glad to hear you say that so you know what's important for kids' growth and development, Kate.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, let's just dive into it. There is a big debate about this. What are the most common myths that you get, or even questions you get from patients around dairy milk?
So I think one of the more common thing that parents don't realize when I'm talking to them in the office is that alternative milk is not a nutritional substitute for dairy milk. It's not equivalent. It's not even a one-to-one switch. So when you look at dairy milk, it has three simple ingredients: milk, vitamin A, and vitamin D. And that's really important. It's also a high quality complete protein, 8 grams of high quality complete protein. And so most plant-based milk alternatives have incomplete protein, which means it doesn't have all those amino acids that our body needs and can't make on its own. The other thing is most milk alternatives, when you read the labels, they have lots of ingredients. So things that are just added to it, like thickeners and fillers and binders and things that, you know, I don't want my kids to drink every day and that most people don't need. So it's really difficult for kids to get enough of the key nutrients they need for growth and development without real dairy milk in their diet.
Yeah, and you're saying this, but I mean, you're a pediatrician. You understand all what you just told us right there, vitamin A, vitamin D, the proteins, not having the fillers and everything else in between with the plant-based. I can't tell you how many discussions I've had with my friends about this. Now you've given all of us more ammunition, so to speak. But as a pediatrician, why do you recommend including dairy milk in kids' diets?
Well, so it's difficult for kids to get enough key nutrients they need for development without milk in their diets. And so milk remains one of the most cost-efficient, a quarter per serving ways, especially with grocery prices increasing nowadays, right, to get this nutrition that they need. And especially in the morning, I love knowing that my kids are getting their 8 grams of high-quality protein in the morning before they go to school, whether they're drinking milk or I'm mixing it into their whole grain oatmeal that I make. I use milk whenever I can in cooking and smoothies to mix in just to provide extra nutrition. And we know there's great studies that show that when kids have high-quality protein in the morning, it helps them feel full longer, and it really helps them focus and concentrate during the day at school. And especially coming out of the pandemic now, who couldn't use a little more help focusing and concentrating at school?
Yeah, no kidding. So when we're shopping for milk, what should we look for when we're reading the labels?
So, you know, it's very confusing now. I've stood there and watched parents shop at the grocery store, and they don't know what's going on. I mean, there's so many different types of milk available. So I think it's important to really read the labels and look for real dairy milk that only has three ingredients: milk, vitamin A, and vitamin D. Now, the other thing I find parents don't necessarily realize is that there are many lactose-free real dairy options available that may be easier on your tummy if you're lactose sensitive and still provide your family with all the nutrition that they need. So Fairlife, Organic Valley, Lactaid, many store brands, and they have the same nutrition as regular dairy milk. So that's another option. But when you're looking at cartons that have lists of ingredients that have things you can't pronounce, those are things that you want to kind of take a step back and say, gee, does my child really need to be drinking this? And what then are they going to be lacking in their diet? So if you have a child with a true food allergy, a dairy allergy, for example, you have to work with a pediatric dietitian or your pediatrician on all the details of what they're eating and drinking every day, because it's challenging to craft their diet so they can get in all the nutrients they really need.
Yeah, wow, that's great advice. And then I love this one. We just had pancakes and eggs and milk for dinner. How can milk hydrate better than water?
So milk is hydration plus nutrition. So it does hydrate better than water. And if you think about it, milk has in it naturally occurring all those electrolytes that are added into electrolyte beverages, into sports drinks. It also, again, has the carbohydrates that you need when you exercise and that high quality complete protein. So I would much rather have my kids drinking a glass of real milk, even flavored milk, when needed. And that's actually what I bring when I go to my kids' sporting events, those little boxes of flavored milk, as opposed to, you know, sports beverages and juices that have extra things in it they don't need. And I love that your family's eating breakfast for dinner. That is so fun. And when I make pancakes, I actually use milk instead of water in the batter as another way to just get extra nutrition in.
Yeah, me too. I love that. Dr. Altman, what a pleasure to have you on. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jump to from milk to, which, by the way, I was all about what Dr. Altman said, because I've had so many people tell me, cow's milk. It's not, don't drink cow's milk. And I'm all for everybody being healthy and eating what they want to eat and all that stuff. But she confirmed what I thought. What about what else is in whatever else people are drinking, the other kinds of milk? And I mean, of course, it's about moderation, right? And if you're moderate, you're really adding a few things you probably need, as she said. Couple of nail biters in the Sweet 16. How about K-State beating in overtime Michigan State 98-93? How about Gonzaga again beating UCLA 79-76? A nail biter, Julian Stother with a three-pointer for the ages, a last-second one, and they move on to the Elite Eight as well. And then there's a big upset That's right. Florida comes through. FAU beating Tennessee 62-55. FAU a 9, Tennessee a 4. It's funny. I was listening to something today where it was a national show where they were prognosticating what could possibly happen, and they were talking about Florida Atlantic being a really good team, and I agree. They move the ball up and down that floor so fast. So just their second NCAA tournament, and they moved within a victory of the Final Four by really pushing it up in the second half, and they beat Tennessee. Guarantee there's a lot of disappointed Vols fans who might have thought that the Owls could give them trouble, but not that they were going to lose it. So once again, there is a lot of exciting finishes in this one. Someone asked me tonight, who went to Alabama, is a huge Alabama fan, whether I thought Alabama could go all the way. And of course I think they could. They've had two easy ones so far. Texas A&M, CC, knocked them off. And then Maryland knocked them off pretty handily. And what they have coming up tomorrow, San Diego State, that'll be a little bit tougher. But they could be there in the end. They could be there in the Final Four, absolutely, without a doubt, as long as their players don't get into more trouble. So it's been fascinating to watch that, because there have been a lot of people, I'm sure, with busted brackets. I know I have busted brackets, because it's tough to predict some of what we've seen that has happened this time around. We know there's going to be upsets. We know it, but usually the upsets aren't, we're not talking about teams that weren't expected to be where they, like here's the example. Princeton beating Arizona. That was a nail biter, but they got by. They did it. Beating Mizzou, they did that. Now they have Creighton coming up, and Princeton is 15. Creighton is a 6. That's how close they are to getting to the Elite 8. See, it's that whole belief, which you hear me talking about my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, puffing that out. And that's what I've found. And you know that from the people that we've had on the show. Having that belief, no matter what the critics say or the reasons, all the reasons why something shouldn't happen, and how you can take that away. And every once in a while you get that kind of belief, and I think you have that with those kids from Princeton, definitely. You know, to me, I've always wondered about bungee jumping. I've never done it. I know people that have done it, and they swear by it and say it's a game changer, just like jumping out of a plane, and it's a real thrill-seeking kind of thing. But I think too freaky for me. The idea of being high up above Vegas and bungee jumping down, nah. And then I just saw something where went terribly wrong. A 39-year-old tourist took a swan dive off a 10-story high podium while he was on holiday. And the jump was made, luckily, over a body of water because the bungee rope snapped right before he kneeled, almost near the bottom of the jump. So he slammed into the water. He landed on his left side, so the injuries were more serious there. So he was covered in bruises. It was like someone beat him up. It was like he was in an alley somewhere and five dudes just punched him. And his friends were with him and watched him just fall into the water, and realizing what had happened. So he went with his friends. He was going to do something else, but instead he decided, you know, I'm going to do a bungee jump, because he was getting dared by friends. And luckily he knows how to swim. So I love this. That happens to him. Thank goodness it's over a body of water. The park refunded the cost of his jump, and they paid for x-rays and ultrasound scans in Thailand. I mean, the cord was broken. They got him out of the water. They asked him if he's okay. He was bruised. They took him to the hospital. He signed a liability waiver before making the jump. Whew. How many people are just that close with a bungee jump? It could just snap like that. Ooh.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
So I am so excited to introduce you to our next guest because I think he's going to be incredibly helpful to so many in this audience. He's in our virtual green room right now. He's an attorney. His name is Richard Sierra. And his book, it's a perfect title, Business SOS, 8 Common Legal Mistakes Business Owners Make and How to Avoid Them. Who doesn't want to avoid business mistakes? Richard, thanks so much for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, boy, we've talked to a lot of lawyers here on Author's Corner on America Tonight, but I think you have really nailed the equation. And that's saying something because I do come from a family of lawyers too. So your language is very explicit. It's simple. It's easy to understand. What have you seen is one of the biggest problems that so many business owners face when they go into business?
I think the one of the biggest problems that I see is that business owners, they tend to do things on their own. And business owners, by nature, are problem solvers. But one of the key common mistakes that I see is that they go into lease agreements, commercial leases, without having an attorney review those leases beforehand. And they just begin their business at a disadvantage. Leases are really written for the benefit of the landlord. And there are just so many different charges that are included in a lease that if they do not understand what they're getting into, at the end, they're going to run into some legal problems.
Yeah, and that can be from the length of the lease to things that happen, common things with AC, right?
Yes, I mean, what happened, there are different types of commercial leases, and a lot of them are like 25 pages long. They're written by a very well-skilled attorneys, again, for the benefit of their landlords. But one of the things that I try to focus, and I mentioned this in the book, is like, go to the various charges that their business owner is going to be responsible for. For instance, the maintenance of what are you going to be responsible for once you sign on that lease. So you go into a small commercial retail space, for instance, and the prior landlord, the prior tenant was there for maybe for 5 years. The AC maybe have 10 years of life. And then you go in there, you sign a 10-year lease. Most likely that AC will have to be replaced at some point within your lease term. So you have to make sure that you negotiate with the landlord. What's going to happen with that AC? Am I going to be responsible for, or will you be replacing that AC when it goes out?
And it's interesting because I think I obviously know the motivation, but what really drove you to decide, hey, I'm going to write this book?
I saw, you know, I've been now in practice for 18 years, and I've spoken to a few thousand business owners throughout my career. And what I saw, a lot of the problems were repeated, were the same type of issues, whether they signed a contract without speaking with an attorney, they did not understand the terms, they went into a partnership with someone without a oral agreement and not a written document, they defended a lawsuit on their own. So I say, you know what, I think if I can reach a larger audience with the book and maybe if I can save $10,000, a few hundred thousand dollars of a business owner by avoiding this landmine that at some point a business owner is going to face, then I've accomplished my job.
Yeah. And there you go. And it's perfect too for even your own clients, but for people that are listening to this show, and I said this at the beginning, and I know there are so many, Richard, that fall into this trap because they've sent me emails about it. There are some really great things that you mention in the book and ways to forecast what could happen, because that's the whole idea. There's another, we're going to give them one more thing that's really big, and I've fallen into this trap, I have to admit. What happens when someone close to you, your best buddy, someone in your family, you have a great idea. Oh, they want to help you. You want to get together. Let's do this. It's the Wild West. What happens with partnerships?
Partnership disputes is kind of a core central part of my practice. People go with greatest intentions going into partnerships. What I see here is that people do not put it in writing. A lot of oral agreements. They transfer money without understanding what other responsibilities are. And many times when you have partners that do not have their duties and responsibilities and obligations, more importantly, limitations in writing, that's when you're going to run into problems, misunderstandings that take place. And then ultimately they end up in an attorney's office and then a lawsuit begins. So the best thing is, you know, get it in writing. Even if it's a one-page document, you better do it in writing than do it in oral agreement.
Boy, no kidding. What do you hope people take away from reading your book, which is so easy to get on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, Business SOS, 8 Common Legal Mistakes Business Owners Make and How to Avoid Them?
What I want to take out of the book is that, you know, a business is a journey, and you're going to run into situations along the way that you were not expecting. And some of them might be minor, but some of them may require some legal intervention. So if the book might give you some of those red flags that you might face along the way, hopefully you will not face all of them. That would be a really bad year. But if you face one or two and then you say, you know what, I read about this in this book, maybe I can get a lawyer. And if it keeps you up at night, it's time to call an attorney.
You know what? And that's kind of a good question to ask you as well, because as you said, you've been practicing for 18 years. You've seen thousands of people. If someone's looking for an attorney, it'd be great if they could go to you, but you can only represent so many people in your area. But what would you suggest they do when they're looking for an attorney? How do you find a good attorney?
An attorney, especially for business owners, the attorney has to be able to understand and relate to business owners. So, you know, having that experience is significant because the business owners work with limited budgets. They work with a lot of stress. So you need to find an attorney that understands what a business owner goes through to relate to you, to be able to help you solve the problem as fast and efficiently as possible. You do not want to get into a long, drawn-out legal battle with anyone. It's just not cost-effective.
Yeah, and you don't want to end up in court, right? It's always messy when it goes to court.
Yes. Litigation is something that you want to avoid at all costs. Sometimes you have to go into litigation. If you can avoid it and solve the problem, that you're better off that way.
For you, what was it like writing this book? Was it challenging? Was it cathartic? Did it just feel good to get it out there?
I feel good. It's been 10 years in the making. And as I gained more experience, I was able to add more anecdotes and also a different perspective as well. And some of the mistakes I made myself along the way. I'm a small business owner myself. So it was very helpful, and I'm getting great feedback from my clients. They're excited when I sign a book for them and send it to them. So it's been a great experience.
For you and in all these different people that you've represented, is there one story, and I'm sure you have a bunch of them, that you feel really good that you really kind of rescued the person from ending up spending more money and getting deeper into the stress and whatnot?
Yes, I met a couple during COVID that was were going to buy a home health agency. They wanted to do like a nursing recruitment agency. And they're basically going to take the money out of their 401k. And as I kept talking to them, asking them, you know, this is your first business? They said yes. And they didn't have a business plan. And they were going to basically take all their savings and invest in a business that most likely would have failed, but for the consultation that they had with me. And I said, go back and do a business plan, do a financial analysis, make sure you have the cash requirements to support the business, and look at the challenges, and then come back to me and then decide whether or not you want to pursue this. And they, you know, I was able to talk them out of that bad business. And then now they bought something else. So I felt very good about that.
Yeah, and that's, you brought up something I think that's also really good to remind people, and you've probably seen this a lot. You gave them great advice, business plan. I mean, how many people don't really do the due diligence? Because it's true. You get excited. Someone says, hey, we can get this snow cone truck, and there's thousands of people in the neighborhoods that are going to come out. But then it's the cost. It's you dumping money into it from a 401k. That happens a lot.
Yes. And people have to be careful. I mean, again, you go to the franchise shows and they have great opportunities, but people have to understand that you have to look out for yourself and you have to have advisors that look out for you because they're there for a reason. They're going to sell you a franchise. They will give you a lease agreement. They're not there to protect you. They have greatest intentions. They're not doing anything wrong, but it's up to you to protect yourself with the right advisors.
Yeah. So it's, I think that one thing that we've learned here for sure is get a lawyer, definitely ask questions.
Yes, absolutely.
And get this book because it'll help anybody in this listening audience. Business SOS, 8 Common Legal Mistakes Business Owners Make and How to Avoid Them. Richard Sierra, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate. Appreciate it.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.